So, yes, we begin in the United States, where the founder of a far-right group who stormed the US Capitol in 2021 has been sentenced to 18 years in prison. The leader of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, is the first person from the group to be charged over the January 6th riot. His sentence is the toughest yet in the hundreds of cases related to the attack. And let's cross over to Alan Fisher straight away, who's standing by for us in Washington, D.C. And so, Alan, tell us more about this case.
Well, it's certainly at the higher end of the scale of what prosecutors were hoping for. They'd asked the judge to sentence Rhodes to 25 years in prison. The defense, they were looking for time served, essentially 16 months, and allowing him to walk free now. Rhodes was allowed to speak during the four-hour hearing, which took place in the courtroom just behind me. He told the judge that he felt he was a political prisoner and his only crime was standing up against those who were destroying the country. Well, the judge wasn't having any of that. He pointed out that there had been a fair trial. He'd been charged with a criminal offence, seditious conspiracy, which is essentially trying to violently overthrow the government of the United States. And he said that Rhodes was an ongoing threat to the United States. Now, his lawyers have come out and spoken in the last hour or so. They said that Rhodes was very stoic about the sentence that he'd received. But the idea that he's a political prisoner, of course, is something that chimes with things that we've heard from Republican members of Congress. They have suggested that those who've been convicted of offences after January the 6th, 2020, when a mob attacked the Capitol to try and stop Joe Biden's certification as president, are indeed political prisoners. And Donald Trump, who is running to win the White House again and is likely at this stage to be the Republican nominee, has said that if he gets back into the White House, then there will be pardons for all of those involved in January the 6th. So even those, including the likes of Stuart Rhodes. Now, 10 years has been the common sentence for seditious conspiracy over the last decade or so. So 18 years shows that the judge really does believe that Rhodes is a threat to the Republic. Now, he didn't enter the Capitol on January the 6th, but he was certainly involved in riling people up. And he stashed some weapons in a hotel near the Capitol so that when he was communicating with those who were actually inside, if they felt they needed those weapons and the time was right to produce them, then he would go to the hotel and he would bring them to January the 6th. So it could have been much worse than things turned out. And we know that with 18 years, that is the longest sentence so far handed down to anyone convicted of an offence on January the 6th, 2020.
Alan, thanks for that. Alan Fisher reporting there from Washington, D.C.